ngicela lokho bebengqala manje sebethi ngubani isikhoko sebenkamba bona
keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis
keep our love abantu baba bari
Capital 263.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celestine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. And today we got a special news anchor / guest.
I am John Cole, the multi-award-winning dance choreographer. Take that away. Take it away.
I wish one day I get a couple of awards so I can just mention
Keep
them.
Keep it real Fridays if it wins. Welcome to the award-winning podcast.
They'll never hear the end of it.
Okay, wait. So I heard you two are never in the studio at the same time.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Guys are like kryptonite and shit.
No, the thing is, there were things happening and then he was here and then I was here when he was not. It's just one of those.
It's a solid team. Pause. Anyway, go on.
Oh gosh, we just need to keep the news brief today, gentlemen. It's a disaster with John Cole. Yeah. But anyway, Kiki Badass is finally dropping the video for Body Conversations, that's dropping on the 20th of June.
Yeah. Kiki Badass Vivo.
Yebo. Congratulations on the Vivo account as well. Stunner dropped Jiripa Moyo. Really didn't feel that video.
Triple V double T. Have fun with your nigga.
The one thing I like about Stunner.
Shout out to Towers, man.
And then
how's the video?
Which one?
It's Stunner's video.
Wait, it's like looking at Onai's camouflage shoe.
It's bland, bro. It's nothing to write home about, especially when you're comparing with the videos that are being shot by the Vusa Blacks, Andy Cutters, and then also Titan dropped a video for Gifemoyo. Moyo.
I like
that one.
Already, can you see what I'm saying? Like the storytelling.
Yeah.
Stunner's video had a story. Yeah, but the way it was.
Do you know what?
Kind of basic.
Yeah. But do you know what? I also give props to Titan. You know what I mean?
Mm.
He keeps it very simple, so people understand what's happening. Because you can't just over exaggerate stuff.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, Titan, kudos.
For a moment there, I thought nigga was gonna die in the hospital or something.
Yeah,
I mean, like
he died in the video.
No, I mean, like with the posts, with how they built the hype.
Those guys are marketers. Titan was here, he said he's a marketer by profession.
Yeah,
that guy knows his shit. He knows how to get people talking.
Yeah, and it's about relevance.
They nailed it. The video got 30,000 views in 5 days.
Yes, that is a lot.
I mean, we're looking at if we compare with somebody like 10 struggled to get. Something like 5,000.
Oh, last time I checked, it was around in a week.
Right now,
it's sitting on like 12,000 or something.
Oh. Yeah, you know, this is like after how long?
He wanted it
to reach 20,000 in like in 24 hours.
Guy, bruh. You know, there's another factor. Is Ndipe Moyo on Trace? Maybe it's because a whole bunch of people have seen it on Trace and then they don't feel the need to see it.
You see, the thing is, you know what? I think it also comes down to where you throw in. Because not that I want to drop my stuff. Like my views for one of my dance covers yesterday was around 17,000. You see? 17,000. Mm-hmm. And this is just
Facebook.
Done. Yeah, Facebook and stuff like that there. And that's, you know, all of that stuff. So, okay, moving on. Onai is here with his watch.
Also, Adrian Tate. If you remember Adrian Tate, he was the other half of Soul Africa. Akura was there.
Yeah.
He's dropping a video for Excuse Me.
Okay.
And it's being shot by Vusa Blacks.
I'm sure Mimi will be happy.
Yeah, Adrian Tate, you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, Adrian's after the Takura thing, you know what I mean? But you see, I always said this to people. Like, I think it's one of the groups.
Yeah.
I remember, and I was like, you people don't underestimate because they think alike. That's the problem. If you're two people and you then separate, you think alike. So eventually, Takura slowed down, And the Adrian just found that loophole.
And he's like,
Zulu, my stupid. And then now Takura has slowed down literally. I hope he brings up some good shit. I'm just saying,
well,
my brother.
He has some kinks to work out with management and stuff. And,
yeah,
and
see, that's the point.
And
loophole.
And fatherhood and whatnot.
That's
he's
the, but you
recent
see,
father.
That is the loophole that Adrian found. And Adrian is good. I don't know, man. But I'm going to say this. I wanted to say this to the both of y'all.
Mm.
But if y'all people wanted to make money, you guys should do a Soul Africa reunion. People will come through and pay money for that. Just saying, my brothers.
Hey, sure. Just people saying. Still interested in that?
Oh, no, no.
The question is, are they still willing to work
together?
Still...
Hey, if I prefer not to be I'm just saying. I'm just saying. We are marketing.
I think that's a bigger issue right now.
This is Capital 263.
I think the day Soul Africa gets together, you should also get back together in inmates with a certain guy, but which you will hopefully talk about in the interview later. Then maybe we'll talk about
that
reunion.
Cole
spoke about marketing and you know, something just popped up. That song the video for Ndipe Moyo, the end credits had Olinda
Chappelle as a marketer.
As online marketing, and she's been involved in a lot of controversy.
Exactly.
Amongst, because there's Titan, there's Begotten Son, and now there's Stunner.
Okay.
Apparently, Begotten Son dropped the status on Facebook, and he was talking about Stunner being his junior at Prince Edward and how Begotten Son owned a house at 36 and Stunner has nothing, and how he dropped the best verse on Stunner's album, of which, to be honest, Biggie's verse was quite lit.
Okay. But
that's the honest truth.
But you know what, though? I'm going to just say something about that part.
Mm.
Do you know, for me, I feel like it doesn't really matter what you've done in life. The big question is, will people remember it?
True.
That's all. Obama was the first black president. We're all gonna tell our kids there was a black president in America.
True.
You know what I mean? It's just about remembrance and legacy.
Mm.
Begotten Son is sick at what he does. He knows how to put his stuff together. But sometimes I just feel like this continuous.
He brags a bit too much.
Yeah,
I think some of these things hit home better when someone else says it. Not when you toot your own horn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like.
But Stunner hit back.
Ooh.
And Stunner was referring to Olinda in this whole video as a jockey. As a jockey, like, you know, like a prostitute.
Just jockey.
No, man.
No, but
dumbass.
Jockey is
my
prostitute.
Jockey.
My jockey is prostitute. And I heard
Anzum Saita Basarukuterera, my jockey. Anzum Begotten Son, I've never said anything wrong or bad about you. You are actually protecting me in some cases when people are talking shit, blah, 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 blah. And the reason why I got you on my song was because you were going to drop the best verse. I wouldn't have put you on if you weren't going to do that, because you can do things that I can't. There's no point in me getting you to do something that I can do. This was Stunner's point. And you're saying, hey, and your guy Titan, I don't mind him going out with Olinda, it's okay. But I told Titan, hey, can I see you? It's fine. You and me, just know we've gone our separate ways. But we've gone our separate ways. I never spoke shit about that.
Yeah.
Of which, at the end of that, Titan, Stunner was like, you guys, you think Kuti Olinda bought these things for me? Olinda has no money. She hasn't got anything to her name. Ask her to show you her assets. She's got nothing. Now, this triggered Olinda now to this point. And Olinda went live.
Oh.
Started, Hansi Stunner, Hansi, he faked a robbery and got a police report to lie so that he could give Dion a phone that she had bought him.
But you know about that situation.
This is Olinda now.
Like, I really don't want to get involved with all this Olinda Stunner.
It's public. We're all involved.
Okay, no, but that's the thing, though. Like,
I have a choice not to engage.
Yeah. No, but you know what, though? Sometimes it actually gets annoying. Because firstly, I'm going to say this. If Olinda, if you are always complaining about stuff, also mind the fact that we also have children and we don't want everything. Daddy, who is Olinda? Then I'm like, how to explain that to my bloody child is very hard.
You know what? Not even just your kids. What about their kids? Desmond has a child. Olinda has a child.
Yeah, how do you explain
that? Like, this shit stays online. Olinda, I think Olinda needs to back off. There's no need for her to carry on talking.
That has worked for many people.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was Wacko Jacko. But realistically, that guy stayed in his lane. I stay in my lane. Okay. I don't beef around with people. If you want to beef with me, that's cool. But just, even if someone, you know what? Even if I did something wrong at my crib, you don't find my wife coming up. Psh, yes, John, bloody basket. Chi.
Nah. Yeah, and I'm taking her this, and I'm taking her that.
She's cool about it. She's just like, okay.
Stunna and Biggie, I'm okay with them beefing. They're rappers. I mean, it's entertainment at the end of the day. I don't think she needs to butt in. Even if Stunna said what he said about her, the fact that she's now interjecting kind of makes it seem like what Stunna said was true.
Exactly. Just leave it.
Because why would you interject if it didn't hurt?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Just drop this whole thing. Because you know what I mean? It's crazy. But then again, what's the other thing on the news? Because this Olinda thing is getting boring.
That's it for the news today.
No, it's not. It's Sharky.
Wait. Sharky.
The music release. Oh, yeah. Sharky changed his venue.
Yeah. I got my invite is in the mail. So I'm going to definitely
pull it. Yeah, I got to pull up. Do you have your invite? Willis?
I've got my invite. We can just
and it mine boldly says Celestine the social architect.
Mine says Mukoma Brian Willis.
Okay.
All right, guys. It's John Cole. Flip out, rich it, know it, be out.
Anyway,
that's it for the news.
For the news of the day
with John Cole. But come back
real quick, and then we can do the interview bit. Next, what's
anyway?
We
I was have saying, Sharky's thing changed. It's now at Courtney Hotel.
Courtney, Salou.
That's corner 8th and Salou.
Yeah. So anyway, next segment we're jumping into is the Give Me Five. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, give me five. You need to disappear for that one. I want to handle these kids alone.
Okay, actually, no problem. I can give you.
I need to be brutal.
I can give you the room, sir.
Okay, that's all good. Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce.
Your social architect.
What's up? It's your girl, Chingeto Brown, and we are keeping it real and keeping it live on Keep It Real Fridays with my boy Celestine and Brian Willis coming straight to you from Harare's 263. Speaking of Fridays, catch me live next weekend on the 16th at The Vault for some dope music and dope vibes from yours truly. 8 to 11 p.m., $3 entry. It's going to be lit, so make sure y'all make it.
Welcome to the second segment. The one way we like to shine the light on the not-so-privileged artists because, you know, they don't have enough money to get airplay or they don't know any DJs to squeeze and get their music out there. This is Give Me Five, ladies and gentlemen, and today we've got this Makorokoza song. Forgot it. Cash for Gold.
Yeah, cash for gold.
And it comprises of how many people?
So far we got like four artists, and recently we are about to sign this new artist. He goes by the name Dice.
Yeah.
Dice?
Yeah.
You do realize there's an artist called Dice already, right? A female.
What? No.
How would you spell the name?
D-I-C-E.
Ah, finish. Yeah.
Okay. Dude, just get out.
You guys, you do not know of Dice?
No.
Anyway, Santa Shukaku Seko. Your names. Starting with you, what's your name?
I'm Sim Swag.
Sim Swag?
No, Sim Swag. It's
S-I-M.
Yeah, S-I-M.
Sim Swag.
Yes,
yeah, like Swag. Swag in my SIM card.
No, it's like the combination of that. I carry the swag, and then my name is Simba, so they just take.
Oh, Simba, like Mufasa's son.
Something like that.
And then your name is?
A. Martin.
Sorry, man.
No, it's just like short for my name. My full name is Alan Martin.
So it's what?
A. Martin.
That's your name, A. Martin?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that before?
I did.
No, you said A. Martin. That's what you said. So we've got Sim Swag, A. Martin.
Yeah.
And then?
Yeah, I'm Tidza.
Tidza.
Yeah.
Simple.
A boss Tidza.
Simple.
Boss Tidza.
Yeah. Tidza, that sounds like a cheap Japanese. But anyway. Tidza, how do you spell that?
T-I-D-Z-A.
T-I-D-Z-A. Can you just keep close with the mic?
Okay.
T-I-D-Z-A.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then next?
Kitai.
Kid.
Tay.
Tay.
Yeah.
How'd you spell that?
Is T-A-Y. And just the kid, the normal kid.
Distance from the mic. No swinging, eh? So you're saying?
Kid Tay is spelled T-A-Y.
T-A-Y. Mm. Kid Tay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then there's a fifth guy, but unfortunately, he's on a phone. He's acting as your... You said he's your DJ.
He's the co-manager.
No. Co-manager.
Yeah.
Where's the other manager?
Me.
That's you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Al Martin.
A Martin.
A Martin.
Alan Martin.
No, I was trying to use that logic and then I came up with Al Martin. My bad. So what got the... How many? Six.
Yeah.
Six of you. What got the six of you together?
First, we had different visions in music. Mm-hmm. Each of us had something different. We wanted to reach certain goals. Like me, I had a vision to like speak to people through my music. Like encourage them to work hard.
So, Pastor A. Matt.
No. It's not like that. No, it's not like that. Not like Pastor.
No. Just a message. It's like just
so you just got a message, basically.
Yeah,
just
a message.
Encouraging people.
Yeah,
you know,
encouraging people.
Persevere, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then Sim Swag.
Yeah. That's it. Like Sim Swag. Okay, you see, one of the, my life is kind of like full of pain, so we can...
Distance from the mic.
Okay. So
your life is full of pain.
Yeah, it's full of pain. So
what kind of pain? Manamdika
Getazim. Yeah, no, it's not like...
By the way, you guys, you need to see the setup in here. They're like kids with my blazers from Marlborough High and...
Christ Ministries.
Ah, so come to my pastor. Anyway, some swag, you were saying...
Nah, I was saying my life is kind of like full of pain, but...
What kind of pain?
Okay, it's like...
Krambonimska,
maybe something like that. But that would like be something that would catch you. That would get me to do this.
So what kind of pain?
It's just like when I was young, my parents, they separated, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite traumatic. I can understand that.
Yeah. So it's like, as I grew up, you know, I was just going to different places. Sometimes I live with my mom. Sometimes I live with my dad. So,
but you get two prisons, Puppet.
Yeah, sometimes.
So you got to look at the bright side of things sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're saying sometimes mom, sometimes dad?
Yeah, so it's like right now I'm living with my dad, right? So as I thought of music, it's like I said, okay, this is something that can let the people know how I'm living. It's like I can give it all out, because you know, it's like music, right? I get to get it as my wife, so it's like I get to tell her everything, and then she gives it out to the people. It's like then. No, not in that kind of way. No.
But I get you. Yeah. Tiza, holla at me, boy.
I'm good, man.
Yeah. What's your story?
I always want to be an artist, and I was in love with music since I was born.
Since you were born?
Yeah.
Nice.
How do you know?
Nice.
Were you like burping in rhythm, or?
I didn't go put on my bass, but you didn't go.
I haven't heard that shit before.
And then, don't tell me, Kid Tay. Yeah. I got a good memory. Thank you. Tell me your story.
I would say music, I think it's a way to express myself, how I am and how I feel. I would say I was inspired by my mom to do music.
Your mom's a rapper?
No. not actually a rapper, but my mom, like, we used to go to choir together, and we still do.
Okay, so you can sing?
Yeah, I can sing.
Please, sing a note.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Damn it, I actually wanted to shit on you.
You're actually quite dope.
So, I'm just wondering how you guys got together. Like, Marlborough and then Christ. Okay, you said you were at Marlborough first and then you transferred.
Yeah.
Are you in the same class?
Yeah.
All of you?
Nah.
So, I'm in the same class.
Like,
Panyaza Music, yeah. Same class.
We're in the same class.
You hold the same stream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is?
All four.
Yo. Inga. Yeah, fana. Kuni kango kupaya advice.
You can go ahead.
Yeah.
Tangai mapasa all level. What's it of the music?
That's a done deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you got any music like on radio?
Yeah.
Which is?
Like my first, actually the first thing I recorded this year.
What's it called?
Magariro.
Magariro.
Mm, yeah.
What's it about?
It actually tells the country's problems and the people's sufferings. And it actually teams with a theme of hope. And
can I have a verse from it?
Okay.
A cappella.
Ndamuka monas and the gis and the pinda tonas Hamadzang Sandaona Sakaoma Van Varikutambura look over there, look at the corner, everybody looking sad, kids begging in the streets, people sleeping in the streets, some even eating from their trash. The sun was blazing, the people are struggling for a better nation, trying to get the cash, trying to get a better life, trying to make a change. Yo.
Wow,
that's A Martin, aka A Martin.
Yeah,
spitting in bars. Some swag. Have you got a track out?
Not yet. It's like, well, I plan on taking things slow. You know, like I have to push my friends. Like, okay, you guys, you have to go a step further. Then, cause you know, then I'll come after you guys.
What if you push them? What can you be a starter, right? I'm gonna know when you push a car. You'll be able to catch it.
Well, with what I do, if I take my music on the radio, I already know that I wouldn't catch up with them or actually go like faster than they're like.
No, that's a lie.
That's
a lie.
Yeah, my man.
You got the track out?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah. Dude, we got a feature. What are you saying, bro? Yeah, we're still in there. Yeah.
You got a track out together?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Mafaro and Assault Every Day.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of your name. Kid.
Tay.
Oh, yeah.
Kid Tay, you got a track out?
Yeah, I got a track out, but it's not on air.
So how's it out?
I would say in schools.
Okay.
In the streets?
No, that's in the schools. Those are the streets, man. Anyway, you guys are going to be spitting 16s, yeah?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Today's episode of Give Me 5, I was really given a daunting task to like really criticize if it's shit.
Wow. Okay, you better
bring in that heat because I do not want to talk shit. Let's just take a little break and then set up the instrumental. This is Give Me 5, Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
It's the end of the weekend, you know what time it is. You gotta keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brad Willis. What it is, like it is, Raziri. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, my name is Tish Patel.
Ladies and gentlemen, we back on Gimme 5. We got the gentleman from Cash for Gold about to drop some bars. Let's do this. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Keep it real Friday!
Yeah.
Take a dollar from a million wheels up. That's a Willie got 34 band, but I'm still high like a Nova as a slide of date open. Big booty, let me see you shake it. Getting high, Jamaican. Made it to the struggle, don't go show me. I'm a soldier, bad. I told you, I'm making shit like I'm posing for the camera. Woo! Took it to the game, but it's to remain nameless. Yeah, squish up, squish!
Woo! Kid Tay!
Yeah, like, squish!
Tita! Let's do this.
Man, if I was Omaro's up in the.
Oh,
no. Okay.
We lost the momentum. Wait for it to come back in, bro. Do it again.
Yeah,
yo, kids on the building.
Let's hit it.
Fuse. Pauzo Maru's up in the mood. Mangwa sinasuba mtamba tinachuzwa.
Oh, are we moving on to the next one now?
That was nice.
Hey, Martin.
Yeah, no
we
yet.
We moving on
no
to
yet.
Martin.
No yet.
Ah,
no,
you guys,
this is
like, you wanna do it?
I can try.
Okay. Slim Swag.
Man, I'm making money, not exceptions or expectations. My haters are they optimistic because they ain't got the cash. I'm getting married to the moon and the bank is my best man. What? Oh. What? The bank is my best friend, man. Yeah, okay. Okay, she like coke and pills and weed. She likes my rap each when I breathe. And when I stop, she said, God, please. God, please. And there's some desperation for my reputation because I made a decision to give a prescription. So briefing them reason, they think that it's time. What? Ah, man, okay. It's like I could kill on this beat, right on this beat. And I know my boss, they all lost the lead. Man, I'll be coming back from school. Man, it's like my mama can beat me if I ever get late. But mama, I'm sorry, cause I'm gonna come back at 8. Whoa, yeah!
yeah. Sim Swag!
Yeah, Sim Swag.
Now we got A. Martin coming in. Let's do this.
Yeah. Woo! You did it, the people that love it, and some that be eating, but just keep on walking if you wanna make it. This life is a journey, apana kumira kukwira makata. Life yaka woma, shinoda kushanda till you get it all. Pussy nakalata, kushanda, shuka maria wanda. Work over time, tirimo mugrind, the hating, the progress, the thing which I don't have, but never give it to you. Have it over, jera kumanya, sinasi, swaramba, banu eti tamari, savadi kushanda. Square manya chita sina basa. Oh, upenyu no. Irwendo hama zino takshanda.
Shanda.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Cash for gold up in a building on Keep It Real Fridays. Give me five.
Swag, shalom.
So what I'm gonna do right about now is I'm going to give you a little summary of what I thought of your raps. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you want the full throttle or you want me to hold back a little bit? Full throttle.
Yeah.
Okay, full throttle is...
Yeah, we know that.
Andiga. Do not quit school for this shit.
It's like school is my business and then music is my legacy. So
there's not much of a legacy you're going to leave behind, unfortunately. Because, okay, you know what? I don't want to really shit on you guys like too much because you're still growing. I mean, you're like what, 15, 16? So obviously, 17. You've got that passion. 17? Yeah. Who's 17 here?
I'm 17.
How the fuck are y'all 17 when you're doing O level?
that's what it is.
That's not how it's supposed to be.
Yes.
What? Anyway. Chikoro, guys. Your bars, I'm gonna say this. There's potential to grow.
Yeah.
There's potential to grow. As they are right now, I wouldn't be too comfortable and think, "Kuti, I'm dope."
Nah.
You know, there's still. There's a lot to learn. I mean, most of your cadence was off, as in you weren't riding with the beat. Of course, you mastered the syllables and the rhymings and all, but and the messages, they were a bit on the... I don't get the chemistry. I mean, you guys are a group.
Yeah.
The one guy is talking about booty.
The other
guy is talking about Shanda Hama. The other guy is talking... You also talked about, "Mama, I'm sorry, but I'm going to get laid," or something like that.
Yeah, that was a freestyle.
And then Tiza, you need to learn on your confidence. Because you panicked. You choked twice. So these are all elements that you guys need to focus on. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you want a cash bid rate? Shit, I'm not cash bid. I'm Brian Willis. I'm so sorry. My schizophrenia. I'll give you a Brian Willis rating right here, right now. And I'll give you a 2 out of 10.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, I can go with that.
I mean, look, you're not entirely whack, but you're not far from whack. There's a lot to improve on. Delivery, enunciation, as in how you sound your words. Some of you all were muffling. And then content, what you're talking about. It has to be something of value, something Chakuti, if I hear it, would I want my daughter to listen to it?
Okay, maybe.
Sometimes music, my age restrictions, yes, I get it. But still, even when Vachonavari over 18, would they want to listen to your stuff? If you were to give me a CD of yours and it was costing $1, do you think I'll buy it?
Okay. Like,
is it worth a dollar? Is it worth my money?
Okay, well, the way, like, okay, you said it, like, the content, right? Yeah, maybe.
Content, delivery, confidence.
Yeah, okay, now, I would say, yeah, maybe you wouldn't get it.
Look, I don't want to dishearten you guys too much, eh, but concentrate mostly on your school.
Yeah,
school. But, school. Then, yeah, during your holidays, read up on bars, delivery and stuff, battles even, you know, and then you'll get it.
Yeah.
So it was good to have you guys on Keep It Real Fridays. Give me five. Thanks for coming. Would you like to tell us where we can find you on social media?
Yeah, on Instagram, you can get me on as AlanMartin46, and on Twitter, it's same AlanMartin46, then on Facebook, A Martin.
Okay, cool.
All right. Yeah, I'm on Instagram as SimbaTunch 1885, and on Twitter, that's the same thing, but SimbaTunch only. You don't put there 1885.
Okay, cool. Tiza.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Tiza Cash for Gold.
Okay. And then Kid Tay.
You can follow me on Instagram as Kid. I am Kid Tay.
All right, cool, man. You gentlemen, it was nice to have you guys. Thank you for coming to Give Me Five on Keep It Real Fridays. And I'm Brian Willis.
No relation to Bruce.
Thank you, man.
Tutanga tatura makosu watu lava tata. Tenga ma drink sedu aya atu lava twitter.
Capital 263.
Welcome to the main event of Keep It Real Fridays.
We're in the same room together.
We're in the same room. People are starting to think we're beefing or something. Oh, our egos are too big to coexist.
I think what happened to Ogeza the last time we were together, because the smell.
The smell.
What, babe?
I'm coming from Kwasadza. I was burying a friend.
You just had to wait.
I'm sorry. Hey, man. And she was actually like an avid listener of Keep It Real Fridays.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I take that shit back.
Yeah. That's all right.
I'll let the sweat smells pass. It's okay.
Is that bad? Anyway, enough about me, man. We've got a very important person in the building.
You see how he introduces these segments? You remember when it was just me up in this bitch?
John Cole, ZW. Cole World.
You were shy. ZW, I ate, but there's a tweeter.
It's on his name.
Nah, that's like my Twitter handle.
There's a tweeter.
It's for social media.
Yeah,
just plug it in.
Anyway, who is John Cole? Besides the shit talk.
Okay, John Cole is a very, very, very interesting individual. I come with many attributes. I come myself. I have things called OCD. I have that.
Oh.
Yes, I do. I just don't show it in public. But John Cole is a dance choreographer, multi-award winning. I am a father of two. Mm. I am married. And on top of it all, I'm an entrepreneur.
You're married?
Yes, I'm married.
For real? Like it was
it's like that though. It's thrown under the bus. Okay.
Sorry.
All right, so John Cole in all essence is an artist who was born in Zim, turning 29 today.
You're turning 29 and you got two kids. Oh my god.
like it's about legacy.
Yeah.
Legacy.
Yes,
but there's an important thing. There's something you should mention. Like where your name came from. Who gave you that name?
My great grandfather.
What had happened?
See, this is how I see this.
Okay.
My view.
Break it down.
So you see, the British came down. Mm-hmm. And then they saw the chocolate. Mm. And then when the chocolate happened, they were like, you know, like long ago, people were like wearing those corsets and stuff, things like that. So it was made out of metal. But when they came to Africa, they came across real women. And it's like, I need some of that.
Shout out to all our African women.
African women are beautiful.
Well, to me, shout out to my wife, Amy. I love you.
The black of the berry.
Yes.
Shout out. Mine is a yellow bone.
They're like, hold up.
Hold up.
Yellowish.
I see two. The yellow one is in here.
Shut up.
Yes. Throw him under the bus. Okay. So, John Cole is an artist
Yeah.
of many calibers. I do a lot of things. From one of my cool friends, his name is Onai. He calls me the plugin. So I like the name. He called me the plugin because I know everybody. You want somebody, I'll hook you up a number, say my name, and you get what you need. That's how it rolls out.
He's doing the most he can whilst he's on the papers. You know, he's in the middle of being fired. He's just
HR.
Hashtag fire the producer.
Exhausting, you know, the rest of his powers and shit.
Yeah. No, it's all good. So, okay, so today I'm sitting with B. Willis.
Mm.
Do you know how rare it is to sit with B. Willis?
It's not very rare.
It's rare.
You're asking the wrong person. You're asking Selatan.
And for those who can't see, there's actually like a chair in between.
Between.
Somebody.
And that chair is usually like the hot seat. So maybe he thinks maybe by sitting, you know, where Mimi K usually sits. You guys have seen pictures and stuff.
No, no, no. It's all good. Okay, so yeah, that's just me. I'm a multi-award-winning dance choreographer, and I do a lot of things, and I am into a lot of charity work. For me, it's about giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And my art doesn't just come from, you know, anywhere. It's where I came from that makes me solid, makes me hard, makes me drive harder. Focus, no hocus pocus. That's how I roll.
I was always curious to know, how did the whole Dance with John Cole thing start?
You know, remarkably, it came from Mara Brown.
Okay.
Yes. One day we're just playing around.
Queen Mukoko.
Yes.
What else came from Mara? Anyway,
let's man finish.
So one day we're just like playing around. It's like, you know what? You should like have a hashtag that just, you know, says something. It's just like, oh, Dance with John Cole. It's like really, you know, catchy. Because I was like, Cole choreography. She's like, you lost it. Come back. Dance with John Cole, hashtag Cole choreo. That was like her thing. I was like, oh, okay, cool. It works. And that's what I put on my t-shirts. And that's what I have today.
Did you bring us any t-shirts?
Nah, I'm making new ones. Yo, should see the new ones, though. Whew. Yeah.
Everybody says that. And then you see the stuff.
No. Okay. Be Willis, though. First things first. Have you seen my logos? Anything that
I've seen your work. No, yes. Your artwork, even like the posters you post.
Yeah, I'm very meticulous in that direction.
It's of a certain quality, I have to say.
Exactly.
I'll give you props, Di Papa.
Yes,
Di Papa, I'll give you props.
Di Papa, I'll give you props.
But yes, John Cole, this.
Willis.
There are issues, you know. Like people are probably wondering, why the fuck do we have John Cole? You barely ever do hip hop choreography. Is there a reason why you're not involved with the, like, Tendai Gujra is? I mean, that's like your, I don't know if I can call him your competition hip hop wise.
Hey, Tendai is killing it out there, man.
Yeah. Why aren't you involved with the hip hop community? You're not one person to hold back. You sound like filtering yourself.
No, I'm not even going to filter this.
Thank you.
What I'm trying to do is like, I need to have a starting point for you. Okay, first thing first, I started off with hip hop.
Uh-huh.
I was a top B-boy, B-boyed for the nation. I actually choreographed and coached the national team for B-boys.
Mm.
And we took that title home. Unfortunately, because of funding, we didn't manage to go to France. But we actually made it to the Hip Hop World Cup. Best believe that.
Well,
and
done.
I was the choreographer for that with Raheem Solomon.
So you were spinning on your head and stuff?
Yes, I can actually do
that. Can you do that?
Yes, I can do that. I'm a first generation B-boy.
Our floor is clean, so before you go.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I can bust a move. And, oh, okay.
Antinametical AIDS. Yeah.
Okay, to settle this issue once and for all, to all the hip hop dancers out there.
And Tendai Gujra.
Yes. I know Tendai is part of my generation.
Okay.
He's part of our gene.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
If you want to look at why we're successful today, think about how we came up, what we did, took the strides to actually make it in this industry. Firstly, we were hip hop, right?
Yes.
And then we evolved. You have to evolve. You can't just stay in the same place. Now, I mean, Benz has the, you know, the our grandpa's to my 19-old Chakuti.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're looking at the C250 dolphin shape. Why? Evolution. They're not going to sell you an old car. You're not going to sell an old car.
But it still has the same grill, though.
Still has the same grill. But
and
that's
the three-pin star.
And the three-pin star. Uh-huh. But here's the difference. But you see, the three-pin star remains as dance. The grill remains as dance industry. You see, so it doesn't change anything. It's just evolution of what you're fixing. Now, we started hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Half, I can't even say half. 70% of the hip-hop dancers started dancing, b-boying, basically,
mm-hmm.
because of me and the inmates people said, he's like, listen, the inmates are off the chain. And that was my dance crew. And if they had any other dance crew except that dance crew. And we laid it down. One dance battle we went on to, though. We performed. Nobody wanted to perform after us. They're just like, nah, just give them the title. I swear to you, no shit. Everyone knows that day.
When was HD there?
Now, HD is a detachment of inmates.
Okay.
That's what people don't know. Oh. Inmates, yes. Inmates was comprised of John Cole, Leroy Moses, Basil Chirengendure, who is half of HD. TK Sams, who's again half of HD. Yeah. Crystal Fire, who is now the director for GB Lika. You can see where I'm going with this. Everybody is legendary.
Yeah.
Forget what you heard. You got John Cole, multi-award winning. You've got Crystal, that's the director for GB Lika now. You've got Adrian Zinasi. He went on to win a title in Cape Town in hip-hop. You know what I mean? And you've got Blessing Fire. Not Blessing, his brother. Francis Fire. He's now doing gymnastics in Spain. You know what I mean? Yeah, so our crew... then there's Fizz. Fizz is a choreographer now. He's a top choreographer with 8 Count Studio. Mm. And what's his name, this guy? Oh, I keep forgetting him. Then there is...
He's part of your crew.
Yes.
He's those like broken.
Oh, and then there's Marlon Krinky, who is one of the top dancers in South Africa.
Yeah.
So best believe, this goes out to all the hip-hop dancers and anyone in hip-hop. When we started it, we knew where we were going. If you ain't somewhere by the time I hit 34, you need to start reconsidering another career. And that's just real. You can call me what you want, say what you want, but I'm at the top of my game. I'm doing what I do. And when I do it best, I make sure I lay down the dances, the moves. You can still watch me on YouTube, on your screen. Exactly. Catch me on ZBC every Tuesday, man. On TV, doing it. And your mama be like, yo, did John Cole who ya? And you know that. So don't hate on it.
But I like how even from, they were like a Wu-Tang of a dance group, and then they got into like smaller groups, and now they're like individuals.
And they're still doing it
big. They're still doing it big.
Exactly my point, because we have focus.
And I don't fault him for taking a whole other lane, and maybe let's just throw in Tendai Gujie in there. He's doing the hip-hop thing a lot and whatnot.
Do you know what? Okay, let me break it down for you guys. Yeah. And this is real. Okay, cool. No offense. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Let's ask about paychecks.
Okay.
Let's put it down. Paycheck.
Yeah, let's talk.
How much do I get?
Let's talk about cash.
To do choreography.
How much, man?
I get a lot of money.
Okay. Keep it real,
man. For instance, for choreography for certain companies that we deal with, $2,000, $1,500. It's not a lot of money, but I know most artists don't get paid that
much. What? It's not a lot of money, dude.
No, but like to someone else out there.
I'll do your job and get that little money you're calling little money. It's a
little money.
Little money.
No, but it comes little. He's got like a squad of dancers, right?
Yeah, the thing is, I'm not a selfish person.
Yeah,
I'm a person that thinks of everyone else. Unfortunately, dancers don't see it that way. They're like, oh, John Cole's selfish. No, you must understand. I actually came off someone else who taught me the game of how to make money with dance.
Yeah.
His name is Edric Godzongeri. We call him the dance godfather.
Yeah.
Yes, now this guy, he told us one thing every time when we started dancing, he'll say to us, there's life after every event.
What does he mean?
When you're young and you're like, what is this nigga talking about? And then one day it hit me.
Mm.
I'm like, oh snap. Because we always used to like, yo, is there any gigs? Do you have any gigs? You know what I mean? And he was consistently in the papers. He's got gigs. He's doing this. But then he understood the conceptualization of making money using dance.
Yeah.
So eventually I was like, okay, cool. And then one day he gave me the opportunity and he's like, okay, fine. I've seen you've grown. Let me give you this gig. He gave me that gig. Nailed it. And I was like, oh, okay, this is how it's done. He didn't even give me tips or anything. He threw me in the deep end. Like, there you go. Next thing I was like, oh, okay, this is how you do it. And then I started learning. Every time, obviously, when you're learning stuff, you bump into stuff, you have accidents, you lose some clients, you know. But eventually, I got the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started working with artists like Amara Brown, Sebastian Magacha, Cynthia Mari, Titan, everybody, you know what I mean? I got to understand one thing.
Yeah.
A choreographer is not a choreographer. You're an artist. You create stuff that people want to dance to. For instance, Mokoko. You cannot fault me for saying I'm the best at what I do. I was given, if I sit down right now and tell you, Mokoko was given 2 hours to choreograph it.
Or?
I did it in 45. Nice. Straight. You know what I mean? Did it in 45. Superfied that stuff. On set.
And the other dancers were quick to catch on.
Yeah. Next thing, it's all over the bloody world. Everybody talking. Every time you mentioned Amara Brown, Titan, John Cole was mentioned. But I'm not just a choreographer. But why was that? It's called branding, sons. Branding. I got my own sneakers. I got my own t-shirts. You can't just call me out and like, cool. John Cole is... No, seriously. Yeah. I was the first choreographer to be ever put on a poster. First choreographer. And anyone can come now and tell me that. I will tell it to your face. I have date stamps, brother. Anytime.
Yo, he has the receipts.
I have the receipts for everything. No, seriously. Yeah, do you know what? Well, if you're an artist, respect yourself first. And then people will respect you. You know what I mean? I can walk into any room in Harare. Artists will stand up and say, how you doing, Mr. Cole? How you doing? Anyone. I don't really care who, what you say. Guja can walk into a room right now. People will just look at him like he's just some guy.
What?
No, that's just real.
No, you should have seen the response he got when he came in here.
No, that's you guys. Let's talk about...
No, there were some other girls in here. So
wasn't it because he was dancing outside?
Yeah, he was pop locking and whatnot.
But did you ever? But
if he wasn't dancing, was he going to make the same
effect?
You never know, man. We can never know, but we can just always.
No, it's conjecture.
Yeah.
Listen, here's how I do it though. Mm. All right, I was in South Africa. I walked. Camera is in South Africa. It's been in South Africa for like 5 years, right? Some South Africans. I met some South Africans. Do you know what the funny thing is?
What?
First time I met them, like, oh, how you doing, John Cole? These are guys I was having a meeting with. Randomly, because someone else was like, oh, no, you need to come in. Like, how are you doing, John Cole? I know you're the guy that did this. DJ Spoo himself watched Mukoko, and they stopped me. I was walking one day and I wanted to go to the thing. Funny thing is, I wanted to go to his thing when he came through, right?
Yeah,
and I was gonna get a haircut. I was like, I'm going home and rolling out. And then Chamu Chiwanza rips his Benz, right? Everyone, entourage. Chamu jumps out of his car, no shit, jumps out of his car, runs towards me. I'm like, okay, what's happening? Then he's like, I need you to meet somebody. He rushes me to the car, opens the door.
Yeah.
Word here. Opens the door, and he says to DJ Spoo, this is John Cole. Now, next thing, DJ Spoo's like, oh, that Mukoko guy. This is DJ Spoo. You know what I mean?
But you know what? John Cole might have been wearing one of his t-shirts. Big glittering John.
No, but it's not that though. I have the picture.
Were you wearing it?
I was not wearing it.
See the picture, man.
I have it. It's on my Instagram. You know what I mean? So basically, I'm gonna say this to everybody. You know what I mean?
Talk that talk.
Right. This is keeping it real. So we're gonna keep it real for the next I don't know how many minutes. If you are good at what you do, and if you think you can beat somebody at their game, take them head on. I had a mentor, right? And what he said to me was, I'm giving you the tools to do what you got to do. But I don't expect you to be like me. I expect you to surpass me. And that's what I did. You guys can say what you want on any given damn day. Okay. But realize this, know this. I will always be the first. I'll always be remembered. And when I die, you're going to come to my funeral. You're going to hate, but you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, I put down the stamp in the dance industry. People walk now because most of the artists in this country respect dance because I put it down. When I walked into a room, I said to an artist, I don't care who you are. I'm like, listen, Cha, Inini, I want you to respect who I am. I want my logo to be, if you look at posters right now, every time I do a special appearance, it's now mandatory. People now know. That if John Cole wants John Cole to be on a special appearance at your event, ask for his logo. They know this. I don't even need to tell them.
And John Cole,
I think this is an aspect that a lot of these artists, be it rappers and other dancers or producers, I think this is an element that they're lacking.
Yeah, straight.
Branding. They're fucking up on the branding.
And John Cole did like this once. I regard it as a special event. It was like a pageant for Miss Diff or something.
Yes.
People were like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
And then people like performing. I'm like, are you performing for the deaf girls? No, I mean the other people like the MC Cheetahs and the Roo. I don't know if Roo pulled up.
Yeah, she didn't reach it. She was sick that day, yeah.
Yeah. What happened with that event, man?
It went well. That's the thing.
You guys got paid?
No, it wasn't about that. What most people don't understand about me is I'm going to break it down here today.
Yeah.
In our family, we have 4 deaf people.
Okay.
So I can relate. I can sign language, so I can relate. So my aunt was the first female newsreader deaf newsreader on ZBC.
Yeah.
So it's a trait in our family that we are in the spotlight. Okay. I don't care what you say. It's our bloodline. It's not my fault you have chicken's blood and you can't make it happen. You know what I mean? That's just real. You know what I mean?
Why I brought that up was it was a bit concerning where you'd hear the number one got like $8 or something.
Okay, let me break it down for you very quickly. I can explain that.
And I was curious, did John Cole get his 2.5?
No. You see, there's some places you don't really need to ask for money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Deaf people, they those are 65% of the hustlers, the vendors,
yeah,
are actually deaf.
I noticed.
So they're trying to make a living out of what they're doing. You know what I mean? So for me, if I say to someone who's deaf, who's trying to make a living, make freaking $2,000, like you'd be like, that's some crazy stuff. And for me, it's about relation to what I do as a choreographer.
Yeah.
I cannot be out here all the time like, oh, there's an event, Mr. Cole, it's for deaf people. And I know, because I know, I was like there was no money. We started pulling out like a lot of money from our own pockets to make it just happen. Evelyn had to go to Longshan and to, you know, ask for the venue, the PA system. You know what I mean? We made it happen. People were like, oh, people got $8.50. Where were you when we were asking for bloody money? Don't be like, sit back 7 seats until if you want to do something, come to the front and make it happen. In church, you want to pay your tithe, go to the front and make it happen. Don't be in the back like, there was no money. We did the best that we could. It's like your father. If your father has a dollar in his pocket, he knows you need bread. Your father will buy you bread, but you don't know your father's walking to work. You know that. You never know that. So most people don't get that. Sponsors, we went to a lot of sponsors. They didn't come up. They didn't pitch up. So what do you do? What do you do?
You have to do what you have.
Exactly. And here's the worst thing. The day we held that event, the Czech Republic was asking for the nomination for the girl that's going to represent Zimbabwe in the Czech Republic. So had we passed the deadline, what was going to happen? Nothing. And then again, every year we have a girl representing Zimbabwe in the Czech Republic. Nobody talks about that shit.
They only talk about the $8.
But if you wanted it to be something, if you saw that it was $8.50, call John Cole or call Evelyn or call somebody and say, listen, I got $100 to put down. Put your money where your mouth is. Money buys whiskey, talk is cheap.
Where's that girl right now?
I think she's leaving in July.
Okay.
Yeah, she's under training and stuff. So yeah, she's leaving in July.
She'll leave the numbers. She can text, right?
Yes, they text. But
it's not time you're a dick.
I'm trying to sponsor. What the hell?
Sellotine, you're a dick.
I know, right? I'm
trying to sponsor. She can text.
I mean,
does she text a dick?
Does she text random people?
Nah, you're a dick.
And people have
you're
management.
You're a fucking dick.
They have management.
I'ma call
right?
you out right got, now.
Don't you have? Okay.
No, you're a dick. You know that's not what you meant.
That's what I meant.
And she can
you
text,
wanna holler?
Right?
I meant to holler.
I meant, does she text random people? Because some people talk to management. And
yeah, you have to. Obviously, you have to go through protocol. Don't be a perv. He's a crazy person. But anyway, let's finish this issue once and for all.
Cole is emotional.
No, I'm not even emotional.
No, you're okay. You've invested a lot of emotions into your craft. I can tell.
Yeah, do you know what?
Let me say passion.
Do you know what? Here's what happened though. I used to dance for Rocky at some point in my life.
We
used to nail that song. Even till today, I can still do that song with my eyes closed. Now, what happened was, there's a time I actually, my knee ligament, I tore it and I stopped dancing for 8 months. Solid months I could not stand on like my leg.
Damn.
But you know what I did with those 8 months? I defied all odds and I learned every genre of dance. Kizomba, salsa, ballroom, hip hop, I guess I'll do hip hop, b-boying, azonto, any genre of dance. Contemporary, I went out and I learned the stuff. I would go to people's studios, I'd watch TV, I'll do everything in my power. And then one day I came up and this is who I am. So if you say to me, John, let's do a Zonto, bruh, pop it. We're going to do it. Let's do hip hop. Pop it. We will do it. The other day.
He kills it.
Yeah. And you know what the funniest thing is? I was put in the same room with some of these dancers that talk shit on Facebook. Nigga,
like
talk
who?
Shit. Nah, I won't go say names.
Nah,
say
Cole.
Names. Okay, firstly, Tendai Guja called me out as a Roomba dancer. Nigga, stay the fuck back. Why I say that? If you can dance with me on the same level, that is cool, my brother. I ain't hating. But you need to shut up. do your work. I stay in my lane. I don't talk to you. I don't talk to any other dancer unless it's necessary. I do my thing and I stay in my lane. You don't hear me bitching about shit on Facebook or Twitter or anything. I got the award. It's my house. Apana zonga itemdara mawanako. Kanochi chema jamba kuden kwenyu. And that's the reason I don't greet you, nigga. Because you talk shit.
Oh, gosh. But it could be just being competitive. Not to defend him or anything, but probably just
Listen.
Yeah.
An award ceremony. I was nominated for the Namas, right? I lost. You know what I mean? I lost. Did you see me tweet about anything?
Who did you lose to?
I lost to some guy called Brian, whatever his name was.
Oh, come on. You remember.
No, I don't. I actually don't. Like, it was
Brian Willis?
Okay, it was some guy. I forgot who he was, though.
You can't dance for shit.
Yeah, but... Okay, let's say it was Brian Willis. But the thing is, you know what I mean? Take it with humility.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If someone slaps you, and you know you were in the wrong or whatever, just be like, Mawani. I just personally... You know, I didn't even attack people about it. People were writing on Twitter, Sean Ace and them. They're all like, hey, John Cole, Chichi. Listen, here's the bit that interests me the most. People actually have conversations about me. Yes.
It's actually a good thing if you have conversations, good or bad.
Here's the funny thing. They talk about me so much. There's people in the group who are loyal to Cole Nation. Yes, there are people who are actually loyal to me. You must understand that.
Is that also a WhatsApp group?
No, I don't have WhatsApp groups for that.
Okay.
I just have people that
just check.
Let's not get crazy about it. Right. They send me screenshots. And to make it worse, right, you have people, grown ass men, talking about me like, oh, John Cole thinks he's badass. Yeah, Amara Brown thinks I'm badass. Titan thinks I'm badass. Oh, yeah. The president thinks I'm badass. So if you... And let me just break it down. Until the day you choreograph the four uniformed forces of Zimbabwe.
Damn! Holla at me. Aye, we need a water break, man. That's your job, man.
All right, let's take a little break. It's getting a bit heated.
Keep it real Fridays.
Trying to get money.
This is Enlisted International.
Pinda my shit, Iwe handa kazira cash, apa sha hauna cash, saka sha and direct face. Pinda my shit, Iwe handa kazira cash, apa sha hauna cash, saka sha and direct face.
That was Team One with the song Get Money.
And we're back feeling a little bit hydrated.
Don't lie. Why is it there's no water when you're there?
I know.
You guys were supposed to arrange stuff.
Producer, Sha. Fire them.
The producer is just slacking ever since the papers.
The papers. Okay. So where were we though? Yeah.
If you ain't never choreographed the four uniform forces,
you headed the Harare International Carnival. See, this is the thing I keep telling people. You don't see any hip hopper being called to do that. And yet you say John Cole is Roomba. Son, I am Roomba all day, every day. And I will get paid every day. And I will do what I need to do every day.
Who said you're Roomba?
This guy, what's his name? He does hip hop a lot. Tindagusha. Yes. You call me Roomba Dancer, you bitch. Aish. Nah, this is me. This is no.
But you can do Roomba, though, yeah.
I can do every genre.
So, yeah.
You know, I don't fault him for taking different lanes.
Yeah, no. That's all right. But then you haven't been involved much with hip hop these days.
That's so because what's
the issue with
I've got Great Estate. I mean, a rap group, right? Every day. Let me tell y'all people out there, when someone gives you advice, it's for free. If Willis says to me, John, listen, bruh, your brand can go this way. Evaluate what he said, because what he sees is different from what you see.
Yeah.
You might be thinking inside the box. Bruce Willis, sorry. Keep saying
Bruce Willis. I'll kick you out right now.
B. Willis. Sorry, it's confusing. B. Willis is thinking without the box. So ask that guy, what is it that you need to add? Here's what I was told. I wanted to change my name to some funny name at some point in my life.
You don't even remember the
name? I don't even remember the name. But someone walked up to me and I was doing a wedding that day. And I told them this thing because a lot of people asked me questions about my career and whatnot. And he says to me, why do you want to change your name? I'm like, oh, well, because, you know, he says, what's your name? And he goes, say, John Cole. And he goes, guy, you got the deepest name. Use that. From that day, I just looked at it. Oh, okay. Oh, he's right. And what happens? Everywhere you go, TV, Twitter, social media, everywhere. Yes, Ja Praise and them, they're all up there talking about John Cole. And that's what I do. Yes, if you can do hip-hop, it's great. Do your hip-hop. Stay in your lane. Don't talk about me. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't talk about you. I don't get any interfere.
Well, I've seen them like kind of playing around at the JP studios doing videos and stuff. So I guess he's also dabbling into that lane as well.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Do you know what? Here's the finicky thing about Zimbabweans.
Yeah.
So most people don't get.
Mm.
You can bring another Amara Brown. It will never replace Amara Brown. You can bring another JP up in here. It will never replace JP because people are loyal to what they see first. And people remember the first thing they see and the last thing they see. That's why when you entertain with all your heart and know that at the end of the day, someone's got to remember your name. Someone's got to take your number for an event. Someone's going to say, listen to me. I want you to teach me how to dance. You know what I mean? That's why the hashtag Dancer John Cole is out there.
Those two artists that you mentioned, if you look at them, Ja Praise and Amara Brown, their branding is pretty strong.
Exactly, my point.
So I think that's the aspect, like I said before.
What I like about John Cole and Gujab, they both do like events where they dance with the public and stuff. So
yeah, you know what? I don't wanna like when we talk about hip hop, I don't wanna be talking about Gujab.
What do you mean?
Because it's gonna make it seem like, you know,
it's vindictive.
Because clearly he's not impressed with what Guja was saying, and we've heard that. Yeah. And I think he said what he had to say to Guja, and hopefully Guja takes it and, you know, appreciates the fact, yo, hey, maybe I went too far and called him a rumba dancer and whatnot.
Yeah,
when we're talking about hip hop, like I'd like to know, like, are there artists that maybe you're avoiding? To like rappers,
it's not that.
Why aren't you like that active?
Let me. Do you know what? This is another conceptualization. I'll have to bring it down for everybody. And unfortunately, it's the brutal truth. Ja Praise will never do a collab with you if you don't have a following. True. I'm not even using hip hop here. I'm using all genres, right? I will never work with you. Firstly, if you don't have the focus. I don't work with unfocused. If you look at my track record, I don't work with unfocused people. I'll tell you straight up, nah, it's cool. I'll sit at my house. I'd rather play PlayStation with my kids. That's cool. I can live like that.
How old are your kids?
My Avant is 9 and Duncan is 6.
John Cole started early, bro.
He had a kid at 20.
He likes
this. Less than that, no, but it's cool.
Less than that.
Dude.
Yeah, so, 29.
So how many followers does someone have to have?
It's not about followers. Listen, it's about
the right word. Of your painting.
Consistency is key to everything. The reason why the big boys call me out, even Mutukuzi called me out to do some choreography for him, right? Why? Because he's like, ayo, chimpane, chakatambi na ja. So, Ja Praise.
Chakatambi na Ja Praise. RPLs, if you're listening, you need to get John Cole in your one of your videos.
Cause
for sure though.
And what happens though is hip hop. The problem with hip hop artists, they don't know how to brand themselves. That's why 10 Diamond is always kicking ass and taking names.
True.
That's why MC Chit is always kicking ass and taking names because they know how to brand themselves. So don't complain, hey, B Willy Sanditi, ending it 2 out of 10. Nah, think about what you had to do. Right, that's the truth. Because at the end of the day, hip hop artists are just, they're whiny little kids, and I always say this in the group: you're whiny little kids.
That think you people owe them.
Exactly. No one owes you. No one owes you jack shit.
This before.
You know what I mean?
Which group is this? I've seen John Cole popping some shit in some creative group.
No, because you know what though.
No, people need to be told.
No, do you know what? I agree with B Willis. You know when B Willis says some stuff, people get touched. Yeah. If B Willis says to me, John, that video you made was whack. Do you know what I do? Yeah. I'll holler at B Willis. Yo, B Willis, where can I fix that shit? That's what I do. Because what happens is, you are giving. Don't complain if the public hammers you.
Yeah.
Don't complain if the public criticizes you. What you're doing is entertainment, and entertainment belongs to the public, not by your house. If you want to sing in your house, go ahead and do that. But then they know that your family is the one that's going to support you. That's like five people. And everyone else will just be like, I'm Tim Zero. You know what I mean?
True.
So, hip-hop artists got to make it in a way that makes sense. Recently, kudos to Cynic. They did a thesis on his music.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I'm always in touch with everything. That's what I do. Even though I'm not in hip-hop, I know what each and every... Since them a thesis in Johannesburg. Not you said. Johannesburg. That's where big. They were comparing the music genres with a South African artist. Now, Cynic...
That is impressive.
That's my point. Cynic is a simpleton. He doesn't even exuberate the way we exuberate.
Hey, Cynic, like, I remember the other day when I saw him.
Cynic's in Portugal.
Yeah.
I saw him by Allianz... How'd you say it? Allianz?
Allianz Française.
Yeah. I saw him there. Yeah. There was some dude who chucked some track at him, dissing him and something. I was like, yo, dude, aren't you going to respond? And dude's like... Hey guy, you know what? If he's got a problem, I'm not gonna, you know. I'm too busy with my, you know. But if he's got a problem, it's cool. I heard the track. The guy is actually quite dope. But I'm not gonna respond. I'm not about that energy.
That is what you call maturity, right? But people always like to poke and prod you. They think like, you know, there's some aliens out here and they're trying to like find out what scientific genome that you have. You know what I mean? Hip hop is a culture. It has five elements. If you understand those five elements and how you're going to work those five elements, then yeah.
You break down the five elements for us, John Cole. For them, for our listeners. I want to all for my listeners.
There's beatbox.
Yeah.
There's DJing. There's, my favorite, b-boying, which means break dance. People do not get break dancing mistaken. Let me educate you quickly. Break dance is b-boying. It's not kuchkoka chkoka.
Robot.
It's not robot. It's not. And then there's MCing, and then there's graffiti.
Yeah.
Yes. Hip hop is one of those things that Jam Master Jay started in the Bronx. Know what I mean? Know your history. But then again, I don't really care about American history. I care about Zimbabwean history. Right? Yeah. We have people like Tin Diamond doing a tour. We have people like Takura doing what they do best. We have people like MC Cheddar putting it down. True. Where people didn't know that. Do you
Stunna.
Know? Yeah, Stunna. For 15 years.
16.
20 years.
Yeah.
Bulawayo was the best hip-hop city in fucking Zim.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Do you know why I know this? I was educated by the people that were in that generation. They would say, here was how hip-hop was intense in the 80s. They would go to Bulawayo to battle. Get onto a train. 20 of them to go battle. In Bulawayo. Bulawayo would come to Harare and battle here, but we always used to get an ass whipping. But we broke that chain when we went to Bulawayo. The inmates, we're like, what? Guys, let me show you how it's done. We were the first crew to come with military gear. We were the first crew to do a gothic performance. We were the first crew to have an all-set b-boy, all-set crumper, all-set breaker, all-set everything. So you can't come here and tell us we didn't start
hip-hop. How many were you guys in inmates, by the way?
We were eight.
Yeah, it was, and the business was straight. You're getting equal share.
Everyone was getting equal share.
Eight inmates.
Yeah, eight inmates. Ask any hip hopper today that knows about the inmates. If that person says to you, "I don't know them," then that person's a liar. Because when you started dancing, you started dancing because of the inmates. And you know this.
Yeah.
At your house, you know this. You started dancing because you saw John Cole was fly. That's what's up.
One more question before we go out to our next break. I just want to ask, you dance with a lot of celebs during the whole Dance with John Cole thing.
Yes.
Just tell us which artists can't dance for shit to save their lives.
I know I'm one of them.
Willis. Here's the je ne sais quoi of being dance.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yes. Okay. Dance with John Cole.
Yeah.
It's not just words.
Okay.
It's actual shit. Cynthia Murray was not a dancer.
Okay.
I got her to dance at live performances. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Right? Cindy Munyan. She's not that, you know, all good at dancing. But she danced with John Cole.
Sid Pace.
Right? Right? And then everybody else that has managed to be in my sphere, in my vicinity, in my presence, is
present
to dance. This is the unique part. You see, I don't go out there trying to be like, oh, so I'm going to teach you how to pop. Lock. Nah. Teach people. people what they see, people what they know. Africa does not know a lot of hip hop. You understand? It's only South Africa. But in Zimbabwe, it's either you're doing a Zonto or something that they see visually. So you understand? If you go to a 12-year-old right now and say to him, I want to teach you how to dance to hip hop, he'd be like, chi. But if you tell him, Gatite a Zonto, chop chop, hip hop, hip hop, he'll start dancing. It's unfortunate that we're not putting it out there. And it's unfortunate that hip hop is not paying my bills. Mm. That's not happening. I take my kids to school on what I do as John Cole.
Yeah.
And that's just the real part of everything.
So you guys heard, as long as you're in John's vicinity, you can learn how to dance. So
yes,
by the end of this segment,
I'm
going to be pop locking. I'm not too sure about my guy, Brian Willis here. He's,
and also hip-hop, but
he has like a back of an iron rod, a very strong iron rod, so I don't know how flexible he is. But anyway, John,
try and do cheerleading in high school.
Okay, let's all have to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be back. Just take us out to the break.
Wait, let me hit the break. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Keeping It Real Fridays with the Willis and my boys. Roll out.
They my fake type of guns, or curse what y'all bless. Yeah. They want see me broke, this in a can of cash. They want to trip a corner, jelu, name my face. Wear my dress, wakafura tova kandira ka hes. Hit it for number, kana kundipa address. Kaka cheuka, kachipesuka, yato teuka, vura, vura. Moyo wako ndi udongorere. You are bad check, we are undi wamerere. Pasa pasa, ajina kana basa. Yeah. Me take it to me kasa, ndo kusia watitasa. Love is a game, baby, njuga ne makasa. Baby, uno pasa.
That was T1 Wemawani with My Gal.
And we are actually back, and I'm actually hydrated. I think I'm the only person who
can...
Hey, this is community who said now.
Was studio.
Hey,
guys,
calm here. Water. Chiborani. But we're back to
Chiborani.
Brian Willis's favorite segment of the day.
Oh, that's what you got.
Yeah.
Ah, anyway, okay.
You know, somebody was waving their rolly in the air.
Like they just don't care. Hashtag fire the producer.
So this little segment is a little fun. You know, we've been talking a whole lot of serious stuff and calling people female dogs and stuff, but we just...
Bitch! The word is bitch! Can you please stop being a bitch and at least say it? No, bitch.
I can't.
He's a hoe.
I can't.
Bada.
I'm too honorable. But
you know that part on Tyler Perry, is it Tyler Perry? On Madea, when the brother use a hoe.
And so this little game we're gonna play is called SMF.
Smash, marry, or friend zone.
You know,
my favorite. The rules of the games are: we give you three names.
Talk to him.
Aniga. Yeah, we give you three names.
Three names.
You decide whether you'd smash, marry, or friend zone. You can only use each option once. We'll give you all the names, Kawan. You can only use each option once.
Shit.
And you tell us why.
Okay, cool. All
right.
I feel like this is going to be a real
thing. Nah, I don't know how nobody listens to this podcast.
Okay. It's chill.
So no one will tell you.
That's some bullshit.
Name number one, Rue from Various. Number two, Denise Edwards, a.k.a. Dice. Number three... I just have to say it.
Wait, who?
Say it.
I'm out of bro.
Come, you can't put that in category. No.
Why not?
No, because Amara would be friend zoned before. She's like a sister to me, so you can't say like.
Saka, what was that? Only two options.
So there's only two options. Thank you.
Rue, I would marry.
Why?
She's cute. She's like, she's good. And she's super fly though. In the fact, like, she understands. Like when me and her having a conversation, it's not like a conversation between a girl and a guy. She's like the boys. Like if you say to her, Rue, let's go play PlayStation, she'll be like, oh yeah, it's guest, let's go do this.
So she like walks with a hand on her dick or something like that.
Nah, not like that. Now you see, now you're just being Willis now. I was liking you at the
beginning. And go what is she's
no,
like
she's
one
of the
boys.
Like she's one of the boys. She's crazy and stuff like, but she's one of the boys. You know, so like I would marry. So that means I'm left with what option?
Denise Edwards.
Smash. Dice.
Wait a minute.
Oh yeah, you chose.
No, wait. I actually forgot about Denise Edwards. Like
Okay,
cool. So in all essence, okay, fine. In all essence, if I had it to be friend zone dice.
Why friend zone dice?
Wait, chill. Wait. Let me.
Are you changing your options?
Yeah, I'm changing. No, because you know what?
Let him change.
I had forgotten. Let him change. You know, wait. In my head, it's like two people now. Like,
sure. I'm gonna water all dice.
No, it's not that. Like,
is friends it because she never got you to choreograph a video.
No, not even that though.
Okay.
Dice friend zone.
Why?
Nah, she's just like cool like that. She. Me and her actually vibe on that level. So she's cool. Yeah, we vibe. Like, we actually text each other at midnight. Oh, what up? Oh,
at midnight.
Yeah, at midnight. Nah, creative creatures never sleep, okay. And you know this.
I know this.
B. Willis can testify to this.
I know what I'm saying. It's past my bedtime right now.
Your wife is right here, B. Willis. We can
creatives,
ask her.
Creatives text, but I don't really have any female rappers to be texting.
No, do you know what? The thing is, with
at midnight,
you do have female DJs, though.
Yes. Okay, do you know what happens,
that,
though?
That work at ZFM.
Like, right.
That you
I remember
can be.
There's a time I got a brilliant idea,
yes,
and
John?
I texted Onai. You know what I mean? Because we're just vibing.
Yeah.
You know, we're just vibing. Like, I was like, okay, cool. One night, what do you think about this?
Sorry.
Okay, so Dice Friend Zone. Dice Friend Zone. Smash Amara, marry Ru.
You'd smash Amara?
Yeah, okay.
Who would?
Look at this guy. He said, who would?
Amara went from what?
From friend zone to smash.
From friend
no,
zone
because age.
But usually that's how friends happen. Eh?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know.
You.
I said I would smash. Like smashing doesn't mean like you're gonna be like in a relationship.
Does your wife trust you around your female friends?
My wife.
Amara.
No. No.
He kissed Amara on screen.
Yes, yeah, it's more acting, guys.
Osaka.
And guess who?
Okay. Let's
drum roll. Guess who produced that film?
Dice.
Dice.
Yeah.
I don't think my wife would let me kiss on screen.
It's crazy.
If you're getting paid.
If the chick is right.
My boy.
If the chick is right.
Now you're married.
Baby. Amy, come here. This is the first time you're going to be on curve. Why wouldn't you let me? Come on.
Everybody hear this from the wife, exactly.
Yeah, just tell us.
The wife.
Why? Would you let me kiss on screen?
Because I'll fuck you up.
Oh, okay, ooh. Never mind. Yeah.
But you know what, though? No, but you know what, though? Like,
yeah.
it's a thing. But I ventured into... and actually, Dice is the one who actually managed to... Out of everyone on set, Amara and Dice were more... Because I've never... done acting in my life for shit.
Yeah, but something tells me it comes natural to you.
Yeah, but like, do you know, it's different from dancing. Dancing, I get on stage, I'm like, ooh, it's me, Michael Jackson. But then acting, bruh, script, remembering the script was a hassle.
My papa.
Yeah. So Dice was like very supportive. She was like, no, just, you know, relax, chill, you know.
Just relax.
Yes, I nodded that way. You crazy.
Did you even have a script? Because all I just seen you do was just kiss.
You know, there was an actual movie. There's an actual movie. It's an actual movie.
And then he smacked the back of the head.
Oh, that one, I actually hit Amara Brown with the bottle, though. Literally. Because I was like, you know, buoyancy for the hair. It didn't work, bro.
Oh, shit.
And she took it like a champ, bro. And she just like, she's like, John, you hit me in the end. After we had said cut. But literally, I hit her with that bottle in the head. She took it like a champ. And just like, yo, this is for one, for the team, for acting.
What's the name of that movie?
Far From Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? The nice thing about, like, you know, Mosa Effect.
Yeah,
he's the one that
introduced
me to acting. He was like, oh, no,
Mosa,
I know.
He was here for Give Me Five.
Oh, okay.
A couple weeks ago.
I need to learn acting. I think I'm quite good.
No, you'd be definitely good.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, but you'll be on that, like, blesser tip, though.
Yeah.
Why?
You look like a blesser.
He does look like a blesser.
I know, right?
Anyway, guys, we're pressed for time. John Cole, come again.
Y'all.
And a very special happy birthday shout out to
thank
you,
thank you very
sir.
Much, ladies and gentlemen.
You share it with T1.
Oh yeah, and people must know this. A lot of people don't know this. 16th of June is the day of the African child. Yes, oh yeah, look at you guys' faces.
No, we knew it. I knew it.
Willis.
We knew it.
It's the African child. And June has a lot of like compressed into it, which makes June very special. I'm a Gemini. So if I like you, I like you. If I don't like you personally, I actually don't like you. Just know that. We're very
I noticed.
Yeah. If I don't, I'm like, keep stepping. That's how I'm going to buy Felicia, buy Tyrone.
So there's an event on 16 June.
Nah, I'm actually working. We're shooting a video, a track that we worked on while we were in South Africa with Camara.
Okay.
Cynthia Mara, it's deep.
All
right. It's on level.
Hey, man, you need to hook us up with some backstage passes.
No, do you know what? Backstage passes are not even a guan, though. Mm. Just you know, to all everybody out there, you know, just say John Cohen, they'll let you in. I'm they'll just saying.
Okay. All right. I know what to say. Tell them people where they can find you, my guy.
All right. People, there's a lot going down on the John Cole end. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me at JohnCole_ZW. On Twitter, it's the same thing, JohnCole_ZW. On Facebook, it's JohnColeZW. And on my Facebook page, it's just John Cole. And if you need me, just holler. Just write hashtag DancerJohnCole and I will find you. That's what's happening. This is Keeping It Real Fridays. We do it like no other. We do it because we're free, because we're in the capital. And not just because it's 26, but because on the day, it's the 16th. Best believe that. I'm out.
Guys, stealing our sauce.
Can't
even.
Brian Willis. No relation to Bruce.
And this is your social architect, Celetine. You can catch me at SELETINE on all social media platforms.
Menu.
I think you gotta have a field.
All right. And now.
Capital 263.